about vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Yep. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Buzz Girdley and some news. Brought to you tonight by TGI Fridays Restaurants. With the three-course menu is back. Give me more Fridays. And now a look at news and comments. Here is Buzz. But first, Rob with stats from the iPod game because Mike was yelling at Rob. Not yelling. Using his outdoor
screaming.
Voice.
Screaming. Uh-huh.
Screaming at the top of his lungs.
I was not.
That Rob was playing all of the songs from his own iPod.
Thank you, Gene. Mike had six songs. Don had five. Buzz with six. Joe with four. And myself with five.
Liar!
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
How the hell are you?
I'm all right. A presidential candidate, Dennis Kucinich, today introduced a measure to impeach Vice President Dick Cheney. Don't get excited. This is actually the last thing the Democrats want because they're afraid of the backlash. Republicans actually helped push the matter to the House Judiciary Committee, hoping it'll hurt the Democrats next year.
How little I know. Kucinich is the one with the hot young girlfriend.
That's
right.
Yeah, he's the short guy. He's the elfin-like guy from Ohio.
I only know because every time I turn on a comedy show, they have a child dressed as a man with a full-grown hottie next to
him. He's a very, very popular punching bag.
He looks like he could be in Fred Clark.
He could be in Fred Clark. Portrayed by a woman on Saturday Night Live this past week. The price of oil topped $97 a barrel today. Next stop, 100.
Incredible!
You know the U.S. dollar's in trouble when even a supermodel won't accept it. The world's richest model is reportedly refusing to be paid in U.S. dollars.
You know, and I'm not a, you know, Ed Anger kind of guy, but you know what I say? Screw you. Get out of the country then and go over there and model over in Europe all
the
time.
You know what I would pair with Mike? Knuckle sandwiches.
That made me mad. You know what?
Giselle Bundchen will reportedly accept almost any currency.
Bitch!
Except the dollar that's dropped 34% in value in the last 6 years.
I know what kind of currency she likes.
I'll give you a protein shake. How would that be?
Hasn't she been paid in Brady dollars?
Didn't you already squeeze out a baby with a little cleft chin?
Giselle Bundchen.
Tom, terrific.
And as if our soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan didn't have enough trouble, some tight asses back here want to further restrict the troops' access to pictures of naked women. The Pentagon allows the sale of Playboy and Penthouse to the soldiers, but the American Family Association...
Well, what have we here?
...headed by the ironically named Donald Wildman, says it's porn and still too explicit.
You know, for my money, you go back and you look at the Vietnam War, they had a lot more fun, on leave during that conflict than these guys. I mean, these guys can't go anywhere.
Right.
Anything you want.
Yeah, too big.
Not so much where they are now.
Right.
You too big. She say, you too big.
Too big.
The movie is Full Metal Jacket.
Right.
The Dynamite recommendation, watch the first hour.
That's right. Amen.
A tip of the Denny Crane cigar today to State Representative Jim Dunn of Washington State.
Denny Crane.
This old school lawmaker is accused of making an inappropriate remark to a female staffer, something like, I bought you a drink because I want to take you home.
Denny Crane.
Exactly. Jim says he regrets it now and that he's apologized to the lady. But he admits he did say it, and he says he understands the gravity of his offense. Jim says he's, quote, sure it was very inappropriate because I do that kind of thing.
Good for him.
Denny Crane.
You know, we live in such an era of political correctness. We were going through a catalog today, my girlfriend and I, Mrs. Fields.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
Cookies and treats and thinking, who are we going to order a basket of stuff for and all that stuff. As we were looking through the catalog, said, do you realize this is like a 60-page catalog? We could only find one item that said Merry Christmas on it.
Right, right.
Everything else, because we are so goddamn PC,
sure,
everything says season's greetings.
Right, right, absolutely. It's the way it is. It is, hey, and any pictures of Mrs. Fields herself?
Yeah.
Is she still still looking hot?
What about the vagina?
Yeah.
And I found a hair in my cookie.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas indeed. Finally, 44-year-old Kendra...
And it was a Kwanzaa cookie.
Kendra Moore of Mesa, Arizona, was born with man parts, but with determination and modern surgical procedures, she's now more of a woman. Her neighbors were not exactly understanding. They argued with Kendra. One thing led to another. Kendra threw an egg at the folks next door.
Charlie and Harrigan!
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
Ultimately, in her rage, she ran into her house and came out with a BB gun. She's now charged with assault with a deadly weapon and indecent exposure. Because, you see, Kendra reportedly pulled down her pants at one point in front of the neighbor kids to disprove the neighbor's theory that she's really a man.
Awesome!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
no!
No!
That's a man, baby.
A man, baby.
All right, well, listeners, we'll try to do it with you tomorrow. We'll see you then with the all-new episode, okay? And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Peter North Fan Club, buddy.
I have a message for Charlie Stuang Stavelak.
What's that?
Lick it.
Lick it yourself. And get in touch with the truth. Rob.
Charlie.
Hey, retard. You kill me with that. Lick it, you retard.
He called me a retard.
Don and Mike go to break.
We're still on the air, Mike.
Oh, all right. Okay, sorry.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Right.
You got to play the
right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.